trombonist Steve Touré is a busy cat these days, not only with his gig as part of the Saturday Night Live band, but his latest release, The Very Thought of You, on Smoke Sessions Records. Touré sat down recently with WBGO morning host Gary Walker, not only to talk about his new album, but also providing the music as the backdrop for the Emmy Awards in Los Angeles.
You were explaining to me that, you know, all the playoffs happened so fast because they wanted to keep the run of the show moving that you really didn't have time to turn all the music in back. So you were in that famous Capitol Recording Studio, you know, the round one where Sinatra and them did all those famous records.
Yeah.
You did a lot of recording out there this week.
Well, each category has maybe four or five, anyway, at least, nominees. And each show has a theme song. And say if there's five nominees, we can't have five pieces of paper on the music stand and play, you know, and turn. There's not enough time to turn the pages to find the right one. So we pre-recorded the theme songs for all these shows, and then they just press a button, you know, and it plays it when they're walking on with the theme song of their show, whoever the winner is. So we were in the studio last week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, from 10 in the morning till 7 at night, doing over 100 themes. Yeah, it was a burnout.
And that's just part of the tens of thousands of themes over the course of time that next year will be 35 years of the Saturday Night Live band.
Whew.
32 years ago for Lament.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem that long, does it?
Well, you know, it's funny. You know, I just had my 70th birthday. And
happy.
Yeah.
My 69th was yesterday.
Wow, yeah. And you know, I was telling a friend the other day that in my mind I'm still 25. It's just that some days my body disagrees. You know?
But everything that you have taken in over the years, the resume that reads like, boy, I wish I could do that, by a lot of other musicians, but also an affinity, like we heard there, some pretty intense, fast playing. And earlier this morning, if you were listening and you heard Gemini Man, woo, on fire, Mr. Touré. But you've reached a point with this new recording where we got to let the melody shine, don't we?
Yeah, you know, and it has to do with tone because maybe about a year and a half ago, I teach at Juilliard, and I met a dear friend now, one of the classical teachers up there, Per Brevig, and we were talking, and he invited me to his house, so I went over there, and I played something for him, and he showed me a way to breathe that opened up my air. And it really opened up my sound because, you know, the air is what makes the sound. The air makes the lips vibrate on a brass instrument. So, I noticed a difference immediately, but it took a little time for it to become subconscious to where I didn't have to think about doing it, and it just became part of my playing. If you listen to Charlie Parker, and, you know, everybody realized how fast he played and everything, but it's all still melodic. When he played fast, it was melodic. The lines he played made sense, you know, melodically and compositionally. It wasn't random, you know. It had structure. And I found the older I get, I realize it's difficult to play slow, you know, and have meaning,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I kind of grew into this album. You know, I didn't feel ready to do something like this a few years ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, then once my sound reached a certain point from having taken that lesson with the wonderful classical teacher, at the request of Paul Stash, it's funny because on my last record for Smoke on Colors for the Masters, I wrote a ballad that I played called Quietude, and after hearing it, Paul said, man, you should do a record of ballads. And I said, well, I don't know, you know. And he said, no, you could do that. And you know, as time went by, I thought about it. And I said, okay, yeah, let me do it. It's a new adventure for me. I've never done nothing like that before. So this is a growth for me. You know, I keep searching for new ways to express. This is the first record I've done, and I think I've done where there's no shells. You know,
was that hard for you to leave the shells at home?
Not really, because you know, this was a special project and a special thing that I wanted to accomplish with this recording, and the shells didn't really fit. I wasn't hearing that sound, you know, so it wasn't a problem.
I'll tell you what did fit. Your trombone and Russell Malone's guitar.
Oh yeah.
And Johnny Mandel's The Shadow of Your Smile.
Oh, I gotta tell you. I gotta tell you about that song.
Please.
I heard this recording of Carmen McRae do it live at what's that place in San Francisco? The
Great American Music Hall,
yeah. And all she did was sing the melody. And it blew my mind. It was so beautiful. And so I thought one day I want to play this song. And then, you know, I just got remarried about a year ago. Have a new wife, wonderful lady, Pamela. And this is her favorite song. And so I said, I got to record this one for Pamela.
I have a feeling after you hear this, Pamela's not going to be alone. This is The Shadow of Your Smile. Steve Touré from The Very Thought of You, Russell Malone's guitar. Those mutes, they have their own kind of patina that lend color to
It's a different color
to the tone.
Exactly.
And things, right?
See, I don't want every song to sound the same.
Yeah.
The same tone, even though, you know, you work for years and years to perfect your tone. It's still, if every record has that, if every song on the record has that same sound. For me, I like to change up the color, you know. And use mutes, or the shell is like a mute to me too. And
I think you use a plunger mute.
One of the songs, and I use the cup mute on one of the songs.
Yeah. You just heard The Shadow of Your Smile. If you're just tuning in, it's on The Very Thought of You, a new recording from Cats has dropped by this morning. Steve Touré and the strings, arranged by Marty Scheller. And you have the freedom to do that kind of thing that comes. If it's natural, like what this obviously sounds like, the natural ability comes with the resume of experience, and that experience so diversified, and we're going to touch upon just part of that now with Steve and an association with McCoy Tyner. Talk about the tune we're going to hear.
It's called Let It Go. And it's a composition I wrote some years ago, but I never performed it. And then McCoy asked me to write something for the big band. And so I arranged it for the big band, and you know, I got a solo on it too. And And I tell you, McCoy has been an inspiration for me from day one. Of course, I heard him on John Coltrane's records, and that was a revelation there, you know.
As a trombonist, for the people that would find this hard to believe, as a trombonist, how does someone like pianist McCoy Tyner influence you and make what you do better?
Well, you know, obviously it's not about copying his licks or something. I can't play that stuff on trombone, what he plays on the piano. It's just the mechanics of the instruments are different. But conceptually, the way he hits the rhythm, I mean, rhythm is number one, you know. And then his harmonic concept is very much a part of the way I hear, too. I'm attracted to that way of playing. Woody plays that way, too, in a modal sense. And Herbie, too.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it's a modal thing, you can go in and out of the key to produce colors. And it's about colors, just like putting in mutes, but harmonically. But his rhythm just kills me, man. I love McCoy so much. You know, it's beyond technique or anything superficial like that. It's, for me, McCoy is profound. You know, he channels the universe.
There you go.
And
yeah.
Like Rahsaan did, like Ray Charles. You know, I'm just attracted to people that are coming from that place to where it's not about me, and drawing attention to themselves, but rather they're just opening up and letting the music come through them. And that draws me like a magnet. I can feel the difference, you know.
And the result is the ability to embrace all of those different concepts of all of those different people. And when you do, then you truly can let it go.